Finally, Luke stepped back, gesturing in the direction of the sky bridge. "It's almost curfew," he said. "Okay," she agreed, sighing. They walked hand in hand across the skybridge, exchanging knowing smiles that made every cell in Glass's body buzz with excitement. At the entrance to Phoenix, they stopped, reluctant to say goodbye. Luke ran his finger along the locket chain. "I love you," he said, squeezing her hand before giving her a little shove. "Let me know once you get home. I'll come by tomorrow to talk to your mom."
"Okay," she agreed. "Tomorrow."
Finally, Glass turned and began walking across the skybridge. She'd made it halfway across when a shrill beep echoed through the empty space. She looked around, startled. The cluster of guards at the Phoenix end of the bridge broke apart, and she could hear someone barking orders. Glass froze as the sound grew louder and more urgent. She turned to look at Luke, who'd started taking a few hesitant steps forward. "The bridge is closing," a disembodied woman's voice announced over the speakers. "Please clear the area." There was a brief pause, then the message repeated. "The bridge is closing. Please clear the area." Glass gasped as a barrier began to descend at the Phoenix checkpoint. She lunged forward and could see Luke running as well, but they were both too far away. Glass reached the clear partition just as it locked into the floor, slamming her hands against it. Luke slid to a stop on the other side. He was saying something, but although she could see his mouth moving, no sound reached her ears. Tears filled her eyes as she watched him bang his fists against the wall in frustration. She didn't understand. The skybridge hadn't been closed since the plague outbreak in the first century. She knew if it was closing now, it might not open again. "Luke!" she cried, the word falling uselessly from her lips. She pressed her hand against the clear partition and held it there. Their eyes locked. "I love you," Glass said. Luke pressed his own hand to the wall, and for a moment, Glass could almost feel the warmth of his skin. "I love you too," he mouthed. He gave her a sad smile and motioned for her to start walking. She paused, not wanting to leave without knowing what was going on, when she'd see him again. The alarm was still sounding overhead, ringing in her ears. "Go," Luke mouthed, his face serious. Glass nodded and turned, forcing herself to keep her eyes straight ahead. But before she turned onto the hallway that led away from the skybridge, she glanced over her shoulder one last time. Luke hadn't moved. He was still standing there, his hand pressed against the wall.